This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of Heed to the Lord, or Pay Attention to the Lord. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, which Brother Henry read. We represent three questions. Number one, why was Israel destroyed? So question one, why was Israel nation destroyed? Question two, what do the phrases to eat up the sin of my people and heart on their iniquity in verse 8? Number two, what do the phrases to eat up the sin of my people and heart on their iniquity in verse 8? The last question three, even if they eat, why don't they have enough in verse 10? Question 3. Even if they eat, why are they still hungry in verse 10? First of all, we'd like to see the historical background for Hosea the prophet. Hosea the prophet prophesied to northern Israel, named as Israel nation, during 780 through 720 before Christ. During his prophecy, northern king's name, the 13th king, Jeroboam the second, then the last king, 19th king, Hosea. So Hosea the prophet saw the conquer of northern kingdom Israel, conquered by Assyria. Assyria, whose descendants became today Kurdish tribe, which is a part of Iraq today. So Iraqi today, the 20% are in a Kurdish tribe. Kurdish, K-U-R-D-I-S-H. Then southern kingdom at Judah, Isaiah the prophet prophesied to southern kingdom Judah simultaneously. Hosea chapter 4, 16 talks about the Israelites' heart, Israelites' attitude to the Lord. For Israel is stubborn like a stubborn calf. Now the Lord will let them forage like a lamb in open country. So Israelites are backsliding and stubborn and apostate Israel. So northern kingdom Israelites at that time was backsliding and stubborn and apostate. Chapter 1 through chapter 3, God the Father told through Hosea the prophet about the metaphor or similitude. So chapter 1 talks about Hosea married his wife named Gomer. Gomer, the prostitute. So then they had three children. First son, Jezreel. Jezreel means God sows. God treated Israel people as God's people. So Jezreel means God's souls. That's the first son. The second daughter, Lo Ruhama. Lo Ruhama means no mercy. The last son name, Lo Ami. Ami. Lo Ami meaning no my people. Then because of Israelites' betrayal against God, so therefore God named Hosea children Lo Ruhama, no mercy, Lo Ami, no my people. like a metaphor or a similitude. Then chapter 3, verse 2, said Hosea bought Gomer at the cheapest price at the slave auction. So his wife was sold to other men. So at the prostitute slave auction, so her husband Hosea bought Gomer at a price over the cheap, you know, price. Actually, there is 15 pieces of silver and 1.5 homers of barley. So one homer equal to 6 bushels. So one shekel, 2 fifths ounce. So Hosea the prophet continually described Israelites' sin against God, leading to impending judgment of God, pleading them to repent and return to God, who is still merciful, but he is speaking directly to the nation, straightforward in this chapter 4. So northern kingdom Israel was conquered by Assyria in 722 before Christ, historically. So just before the northern kingdom failure, Hosea the prophet prophesied to a northern kingdom people called as Israelites. Hear the word of the Lord. Hosea, first statement, hear the word of the Lord. Listen to God's word. You children of Israel, you northern Israelites, you are children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land, or the residents of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, or knowledge of God in the land. So right here, there is no mercy, indicated in the chapter 1, said, no mercy, Lo Ruhama. So second daughter name is Lo Ruhama. Verse 2, by swearing or by cursing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Or there is blood, touches blood. So that's the same thing, blood followed by blood. So we can see the 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 8 through 10, one example right here. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, the second, reigned over Israel in Samaria, 6 months, northern kingdom. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. So this talking about the Jeroboam, the second son, name is Zechariah, reigned, but he still committed sin against God. Also, he made Israel, northern kingdom people, sin. Then Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, Zechariah, new king, and struck and killed him in front of the people, and he reigned in his place. So this one's another guy killed the former king, you know, Zechariah. So like that, this is called, you know, blood touches blood, or blood followed by blood. Therefore, the land will mourn and everyone who dwells there will be wasted away, or languish, or deteriorate. So the northern kingdom, Israel, is deteriorating, is going down because of their betrayal against God. With the beast of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Why? In the future tense. Because in 722, Assyria conquered the northern kingdom, Israel. Why, you know, conquered? God allowed Assyria today, which was a part of Iraq, allowed Assyria to conquer northern kingdom, Israelite. Why? Because Israelite got, you know, backsliding from the Lord, you know, turned back, you know, from the Lord, disobeyed the Lord. You know, that's why, you know, God allowed the evil instruments, so which is Assyria, who conquered the northern kingdom. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away, because the Assyrian people will take, you know, all materials, all sea, all birds, you know, every people. Now let no man contend, no man strive, or rebuke, or reprove another, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. So here is talking about the people contend with the priest. Why? So a priest decided whether or not this sin offering to be acceptable to the Lord. So priest decided to the people, because your sin is so great, you should bring cow rather than ram. So, or your sin is small, so you are allowed to bring dove, D-O-V. So some like a decision. Also, the priest would decide whether or not this particular sacrifice of ram is acceptable to be sacrificed before the Lord. If any spot or defect on animal is not, you know, acceptable, so priest, you know, can make, you know, decision. So, but for example, you know, priest said, this ram is not acceptable because this ram has a spot, you know, a little spot. But the offerer man said, no, this is a spot, it's very small, you know, why don't you accept, you know, this ram, you know, some kind of argument like that. So for your people, like those who contend or those who argued with the priest. Therefore, you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. So here is verse 5, and the prophet. The prophet, you know, function like Hosea. Prophet function deliver God's word simply. Because last time we talked about, you know, prophecy, three functions. Number one, you know, verbal force. Speak forth God's word. That's a prophet function. Number two is speak for one another. Speak between God and the prophet. That kind of meaning. The last one, foretelling, you know, the future event. Tell, you know, the future event. That kind of function, you know, the prophet, right here, you know, Hosea the prophet, he is telling the future event, because you are, you know, the priest, the prophet also shall stumble, your mother also will be destroyed. So the future telling too. Also, those words are, you know, God's words too. Verse 6, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Verse 6, why was Israel destroyed? The verse 6 said, because of lack of knowledge. What do you mean lack of knowledge? lack of God's knowledge. So Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 24 says, because although they knew God, in this context, they knew God superficially or customarily or traditionally, but they knew God, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God. So they didn't glorify Him, Jesus Christ, as a God at all. Nor were thankful. They didn't give any thankful heart to the Lord, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So human thoughts make them be foolish. Professing to be wise, although they are trying to be wise, bringing a lot of the thoughts, a lot of books irrelevant to God, they became fools. But ultimately, they became fools or unwise, or they became foolish and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. So they changed the God's glory to corruptible man, to glorify men. For example, glorify yourself, or glorify somebody, or glorify your daughter, your son, you know, whoever. So corruptible man, or some people, God's glory is changed to the glory of a birds, and four-footed animals, or creeping things, so insects. So somebody glorify insects with God's glory. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts. So first of all, they gave up God. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. That's a lack of knowledge. Why Israel was destroyed, that God says, for lack of knowledge, lack of God's word, or little, no word of God, or no word of God. Then, I also will reject you from being priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. The law of your God, meaning the word of your God, I also will forget your children. Because you forgot the word of God, therefore God said, I also will reject you. Also, I will forget your children. That kind of Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, Jesus also said in the same meaning, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. So, you admit Jesus Christ before people, then Jesus also admit you before God's Father. But if you reject Jesus Christ before the people, so Jesus also will reject before God the Father. Then, also the Second Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 9, David the king gave the last word before his death to his son Solomon the king. They said, if you seek him, Solomon, my dear son, if you seek God, he will be found by you. God will be found by you, by Solomon. But if you forsake him, but if you, Solomon, forsake God, he will cast you off forever. God will cast you off forever. God will forget you forever. So the King David gave the last word to Solomon new king before his death. So he said, you know, you should seek God, you know, then God will be found by you. Otherwise, God will forsake you forever. That kind of same thing, you know, verse 6, you know, I also will reject you from being priest for me because you have forgotten the law of your God's too. The verse 7, the more they increased, the more they sinned against me, I will change their glory into shame. Why? The more they increased, meaning whenever you have the prosperity or material thing more, but ironically, you sinned against God in more. So material prosperity leads to your ignorance of God. For example, United Kingdom. The United Kingdom, long time ago, that's the center country of a mission to send out missionaries of the world. Also, United Kingdom to produces United States as a Christian country too. But unfortunately today, so United Kingdom became apostate country. So today, you know, Muslims are much more in United Kingdom rather than the Christians. So once United Kingdom was prosperous materially, but United Kingdom continued sinned against God, you know, that kind of a situation. Why, you know, when we are rich, we often forget God. Why? You know, because when you got blessing, so often human being forget, you know, God's works, God's glory, rather than own glory. So we changed the God's glory into my own glory. That's why we sinned against God and often. So that's why we should be awake and always toward the Lord. They eat up the sin of my people. They set up their heart on their iniquity. That's a question too. They eat up the sin of my people. They set up their heart on their iniquity. What does it mean? Meaning, you know, basically priests receive the sin offering brought by the people who commit sin. So the more sin the people committed, the more a sin offering sacrifice the people bring. So therefore, the priest eat up the sin offering sacrifice of my people, God's people. Also, they set their heart on their iniquity. So they don't care their people's sins. Because the more sin, the people bring sin offerings more. So the people left the people commit the sin continually. So basically, leave them commit the sin continually. So without, you know, admonishing to them with the word of God or the law of God, you know, too. Also, here talking about the prophet too. The prophet is Jeremiah chapter 23. The false prophet, you know, God, you know, talked about, you know, first the false prophet. Here, false prophet is teaching the word of God. Equally, the idol, you know, worships too. The question too, the false prophet teaches the spiritual experiences more than the word of God, you know, itself. Thirdly, the false prophet type is delivering his imagination, his thought, rather than the word of God. The last one is false prophet teaching the word of God itself, but perplexed in the context, perplexing context. So Jeremiah chapter 23 talks about four types false prophets talking about that. And it shall be like a people, like a priest, so I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. So there are no difference between people or priests or other people in terms of sin, commission of sins. So therefore, God will punish them for their ways. Also, God will reward the meaning God pay back them for their evil deeds too. The 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 said, "He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." So if you sow a little seed, so you will get a little crop. But if you sow a lot of seeds, you will reap a lot of crops. The Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 says, "For he who sows to his flesh will over the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will over the Spirit reap everlasting life." This is talking about if you sow fleshly thing, you will think corruptible fleshly thing. But if you sow the spiritual thing, so you will reap, you will get the spiritual thing, which is everlasting life. That's the same context, because the Israel people worshipped many idols, you know, typical four idols, you know, the number one, Baal is or Muni god, or god of knowledge. Number two, Molech. Molech is a god of fun, you know, excitement. Yeah. So they the practice with the sacrifice of infants. Why? To have more excitement. So infant is burning, you know, will catch a fire. The third is godness is Asherah or Ashtoreth. That's the same thing. Ashtoreth, Ashtoreth or Asherah. Asherah or Ashtoreth, that's women godness. So that is godness over fertility or you know, sexual you know, reproduction. So that is Ashtoreth, you know, the godness too. So right here, verse 10, last verse, "For they shall eat but not have enough." Why they are eating more and more, but they are still hungry? Because Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 18 says, because they have no conscience of God. So Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18, "Here is what I have seen." The Solomon king talked about, "It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun, all the days of his life, which God gives him, for it is his heritage." So, without consciousness of God, every food would be emptiness too. Emptiness too. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, disciple Paul talks about, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content or to be satisfied." So even if I am hungry, I am still satisfied. I am full. Why? Because of the Lord. I know how to be abased or how to be humble, and I know how to abound and to be rich. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you have a Christ, if you have a consciousness of God, God will give a strength to you. So you are no longer hungry nor thirsty too. Because even if they eat a lot, but they are still hungry because of no consciousness of God, they shall commit harlotry or whoredom, commit whoredom but not increase. So they have a lot of sexual relationship with people, but they do not have a lot of children. Increase meaning not a lot of children. Why not? Because in 722 before Christ, an Assyrian country invaded into northern kingdom Israel. So he took away all northern kingdom children. Why? Because the Bible said, because they have ceased obeying the Lord, or they have left off to take heed to the law. So they didn't pay attention to the law. That's why even if they shall eat it, they are still not enough. They are still hungry. So this is talking about that. Okay, let's see each question answer. Question one, why was Israel destroyed? The verse 6 answer, because of lack of knowledge, or because of lack of God's knowledge. Question 2, what do the phrases to eat up the sin of my people and heart on their iniquity in verse 8? The priest receive a sin offering, sacrifices from Israel's people. So the more sin the people committed, the more sin offerings, sacrifice they would bring. Therefore, the priest eat up the sin offering of God's people, and they live then on their sins. So they didn't correct them to depart from the sin at all. So question 3, even if they eat, why don't they have enough in verse 10? Because they do not take heed to the law. That's the reason. They do not pay attention to the law. Also, no consciousness of the law. Historically, in 722 before Christ, northern kingdom Israel was conquered by Assyria as a punishment instrument of God. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. So we will conclude. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.